Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast. We have episode 9 here. Greg is with us. Greg, how are we doing?
Oh, Wayne
is done, but the heat is here.
I do not care. I'd rather be hot and dry than wet and cold. There's no chance. Anyone that says that they'd much rather, you know, they don't like 90 degree temperatures. Come on now. You just weren't born or raised in the 80s.
Go outside all day till the street.
Go outside, drink out of the hose. I mean, not to sound like a boomer, I guess you could say, but I mean, at the same time, we take kids outside for PE now and they're like, it's so hot. And I was like, it's a beautiful day out right now. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
It got hotter as the day went on today, but it was fine. Breeze picked up. We made it work, but I'm with you. I kind of would do 90s a little hot. Don't get me wrong, but I'd rather be 90s than obviously rain. But obviously 90s usually does bring storms in. So we've been lucky the last
evening storms. You're already off the golf course and probably at the 19th hole.
You're on the youth sports galore.
That's fine. You're on the 19th hole for a little bit longer then.
Got no youth sports going on. Crazy. So we're trying to do all the rainouts or makeups for the last rainouts for last year.
I'm flying. So. If you have time Saturday morning, if you'd like to come coach a 4-year-old t-ball team, I'm flying solo that day. So I might actually recruit the wife to join in and be a coach that day.
Yeah, 8 a.m. game in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Ooh. Never mind. I'll stick with my 4-year-old.
10 a.m. game, and then we got to come back for a Little League game in the evening because of all the rainouts.
Good Lord,
that's just Saturday. That's not Sunday. Depending on how we do on Saturday, we get to go back to Hagerstown on Sunday.
Fun.
So, but no, been good. Actually, got out, been able to play some golf lately. Had some very up and down rounds. Had a pretty poor round on Monday. Then I kind of recovered myself yesterday. But I guess the highlight of my news is that the wife did the ladies league tonight. So I was really proud of her.
That she started a round, and I was actually looking. I was like, "Where's Brad? He's not playing with her."
So she gets over there. They do a short clinic before, and then she can go with a group that plays 9 holes or a group that plays 6 holes. There is an option for a dinner afterwards, but she didn't do that. I think she just did the 6 holes, but she kept playing while the other ladies took off. So
how many holes she get in?
I think she played 7 or 8. 8 puts her kind of closer back to the clubhouse, and then she kind of walked in from there. But she said she enjoyed it, had a lot of fun. Don't know when she'll be able to get to it again just because of schedules. But
did she have any birdie juice?
We'll have to work on that. She did. She said her first drive, she outdrove. It took them 2 to 3 shots for the other people in the group to catch up to her first drive.
Let's go.
So she was like, you know, I'm just used to playing with you, and you play faster, and my rhythm was all out. I was like, rhythm? You've played one round in like the whole year. Had a lot of fun. So that was really good. You know, kind of
didn't know the big power guy ran in the family.
Yes. Yeah. Well, swing hard in case you hit it, right? That's kind of how we do it. That was exciting for us today. I did have to cut the grass, so I was doing some stuff around the house.
I will say that's something that I could never see Laura doing.
Cutting the grass?
No, doing the ladies tees. Or doing the ladies league or playing golf, period. I think that, you know. She might be more so of come ride around for 9 holes with me and just like sit in the cart and read a book type thing. But other than that, I don't see her ever picking up a set of golf clubs and actually taking it any serious.
She actually, my wife actually opted to walk her round.
That's probably why she didn't have birdie juice.
That's probably how she sweated it out after 2. Two was killer yesterday. I will say I've double bogeyed it last 2 rounds, so it's been killing me in many different ways. So, but yeah. So, have you been able to get out at all? I know you've been doing some practicing.
I have not. I have just been a practice warrior for a couple days this week. So, chipping and putting on, or actually I just putted on Monday. I chipped and putted on Tuesday and got a little lay of the land of how a tournament looks, considering
we'll talk about that in a few
I went and mingled with the people that were playing there and acted like I belonged there, and nobody kicked me off the practice screen and everything at that time. Even though I was in like a hoodie and workout shorts, but whatever. You know, there's a guy there with plaid pants, huge butt.
Good golfer.
Other than that, Wednesday, today was a busy day, and we had mornings have been rough lately. My little one is tough in the morning. So tomorrow I'm hoping to get him up early and out the door and go get another. I'm going to actually get to the range this time, hopefully. And
every kid right now is just itching to get out of school, no matter what. If you're 2 months old or
he's in that 2.5 sleep regression where like he's just a bear to go to sleep. He was our best sleeper and he struggles to go to sleep. I literally got him down 15 minutes ago, and then when you like try and wake him up early, he's just like, I don't want to get out of bed.
Doesn't want to do it. I feel him sometimes. That alarm hits for me too. I kind of still am struggling on that. That 5 o'clock alarm hits quite early. So, but I've been able to keep up with the workouts. Still can't get over this thing I got going on in my throat. I don't know what's going on with that little sickness. It's been about 3 weeks, but hasn't really affected me, the workouts. I even pushed up the miles a little bit. I do got a little pain in the hip. So I've kind of modified the workouts, but added more of mobility and flexibility. It's kind of stretching throughout the day, and it's getting better. It's just sometimes I sleep wrong on it and I think it aggravates it, but
hit those hip dips I sent you.
Yeah, no, I do. I hit them about twice during school. But I've just kind of modified and been chucking along. I haven't really cut back on the miles. I actually added a few miles this week, and it feels good when I'm moving. It's just when you stop for a while and then you kind of restart, I just get real stiff, and it doesn't help that my 30-minute car ride, I get real stiff on the way home as well too, but we're making it do. But for those who were with us on our last episode, we actually had some technical difficulties at the end, and we kind of touched base on our first segment that we're going to talk about, but we're going to definitely hit it in a little more depth. And Greg and I have brought competition, not against each other, but we are going out and playing our first competitive stroke play round. We are going to play in a one-day event with the Virginia State Golf Association at a course that we both grew up playing right here. It's actually probably about the same distance from both of us. In our county, but just the other side of the county. But it's a course that we both grew up. We've talked about playing a little bit last year in season one, and looking forward to about 2 weeks away. We're going to hit Algonquin Golf Course.
I do believe earlier this year we talked about it, but I think that was the last time that I came close to flirting with the 70s. I think the last time I played there, I shot an 81.
Okay. I know the last time me and you played.
Yes.
There.
I
think we just got sick and we had to go home for
breakfast. I think it was one of those things where we had some bad food at lunch and
yeah, but it cleared up on the way there.
It did.
It was okay. But yeah, so I know I'm looking forward to it. It's one of the first times I've played a stroke event outside of my course here or against us or in one of our own competitions. So I don't know.
I will say this. This is the first competition I've ever played in my life for golf. That is not a scramble turkey shootout or a Gents Cup round.
Or
a me versus Brad round.
Yeah, I know. I get you. I would say I have less than five. I definitely have less than 10. For about a year and a half, 15 years ago, I tried to do the competitive amateur thing, and I played in one at like West Park. I've played in a couple at Shenandoah Valley. I think there was one other one. I think I played in one at South Riding. Or no, it was Pleasant Valley. It was when I was working Pleasant Valley and South Riding. But I never really have done too many. You know, a good friend of mine at work plays them all the time, and he is a 10, 11 handicapper, and he enjoys them. He says they're a lot of fun. He's won his flight, I believe, once in the last year or two that he's been doing them. So he's the one that kind of told me about the local one, and I know I got you hooked as well, too. We're going to be riding together, playing together. We'll be in the same group. I look forward to it.
We got to be our own hype, or each other's hype man the entire day, though. We got to keep the vibes high. We need positive vibes high because both of us have a tendency to feed off of each other every once in a while.
That's true. We need to have a good, strong playlist that's just all high vibes. Nothing downers. It's just bring in a lot of good times. And because I haven't played there in a while. I do have a plan to get over there for a practice round. Haven't locked in it. It'll be probably it's right after school's done because we kind of work from home or remotely. What better way to work than on the golf course?
It's true.
I still dread like hole 2, 3, 4, and 5 of Algonquin because it can just ruin a round if you can't get off the tee. After that, I'm not too worried about it. It's not a course that stresses me out, but it is those. It's a longer course, so I know you're going to have to hit a lot of drivers, which hasn't been my friend lately. So I know for myself, I've been trying to get as many practice rounds as I can, a lot of 9-hole rounds, and I'm really kind of honing in on a driver tempo, working on kind of understanding what is a 30% swing, 60% swing, 70% swing, just understanding tempo, not necessarily effort, max out effort all the time. My round yesterday, when I got to, I struggled on one, struggled on two. When I got to three, I hit a absolute bomb and my whole round just completely changed from the rest of the way I played even. Actually, from the rest of the way, no, that's it. From the rest of the way I played even after the first two holes. So
did you get a tingle in the loins? Is that what happened?
I don't know. It kind of clicked. And it was a tempo thing. It wasn't alignment. It wasn't, it was just having a strong tempo. And I hit, I only hit driver twice, but I hit every fairway but 9 from there on out. So, and if I'd missed the fairway, it was just off where I was like, I think I missed it on the par 5 and I missed it on 9. So, but I again had looks going in. So it wasn't like I was missing it by losing a ball.
Where'd you miss it on 9?
It was a blind shot. I didn't have anything in the way.
I got you.
So I was kind of right by the cart path.
That might be one of the biggest fairways to hit.
You could go right at 9 and put it up in the driving
range. Well, yeah, up in the driving range. I mean, I've been up there before for sure, but.
But yeah, so I kind of turned it over too much. I didn't move my lower half or front side at all. And so I was right by the cart path, but I had a look. It was still a wedge, and I missed the green with the wedge, but that's besides the point. It got up and down. So driver and short game is like my major focus right now. That's kind of, I feel like my irons are good enough to keep me out of trouble. But the irons and the driver and short game is what I really need to do, especially at Algonquin, because it is a lot of drivers. It just is. So,
but I will say this: I'm probably going to be very quick with the trigger to put driver in the bag and hit hybrid or 5-iron off the tee just to keep me in play. If I'm spraying it on the 19th, I will say that I'm not going to go out there and try and embarrass myself my first competition round. So,
well, Algonquin's it's got big greens.
Yeah, and I will say that. Putting there is usually relatively easy. There's not a lot of undulation. There's not a lot of speed breaks.
Bermuda greens, so they hold. So it's not like you have to run onto the green. Like you can fly it onto a green. Like I remember right when they put in the Bermuda, like you had to actually play past the pin and you can bring stuff back. And it made you feel very pro-like with the backspin on everything. So I mean, I know you can play to flags a little bit more at Algonquin. I don't think there's more, you know, I know the first par three is usually a longer one. And then other than that, I don't think
there's also anything. Depends on what flight you're in, because I know that different flights have different tees. Pretty sure. I heard that in the announcement when I was putting, when they were all getting to their carts.
It could be. I don't know too much about it. I'm sitting in, I'm right at a 4.1 as of this morning, and I got two really good rounds falling off, so I easily could be a 5 before I get to that. Now, I don't know. Do they look 2 weeks and shut it off? Do they give you 80% of your handicap? Do they, I don't know.
Yeah, should probably read the fine print.
Yeah, I'm assuming we'll get an email, at least with
T-Cars. I'm pretty sure when I signed up, I was like a 12 or 13, and now I'm 15.2. So nothing but bad, good rounds falling off right now. all of my summer season rounds from last year just.
But it's a shotgun start too, so
yeah,
that can change a lot of things as well too. Just looking at, because you know, obviously when we look at Algonquin, you look at playing number one, which is a very short, relatively
gettable par four.
But and then a long par five that if you don't hit the fairway, you probably can still scramble. But then you've got those two holes that go down and back, that those are the ones that usually are, they give me fits. They always have. And but they're long too, so it's not like you can just lay up and, you know, you could go 200 or like a 5-iron, 4-iron, and then hit another 5-iron coming in. But
see, that's where I start thinking like hybrid, like 230, and then like
right, 7-iron. But if you start on 13, 14, it could be very much looked at a very different course on where you're playing. And you know, if I'm out of the round and I come back around on 2, 3, and 4. You know, maybe we'll see how far we can hit it. But if you're still in the game, maybe it's something like you knock down and try to keep it in play. I haven't really done too much prep as far as looking at the course or anything. I just have really kind of honed in on a practice plan. So if I know you, what is your practice plan looking like?
If I go really bad, I might just do something in order to get me booted off the course so that I just save myself the embarrassment. Taken out of there in handcuffs or whatnot.
But as amount of people that we know who have played Algonquin, that might be pretty hard to do to get kicked off.
That is true. I do remember somebody driving a golf cart through a sand trap there.
But yeah. I remember
won't drop names, but you know him rather well.
One of my weirdest moments at Algonquin is I was playing with a good buddy that I used to play a lot of golf with, named Rock. And we were playing, and it was like
The Rock,
not Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, okay, all right. I was about to say, I was like, good buddy of yours, The Rock. How have I never heard this?
But we were playing, and it was like number 12 or 13, and it was right before you went out. You turned around from the clubhouse, and you did that last little loop to come up 18. So it was probably like 13 says, I think you played 14, 15, 16. Or anyway, maybe it was 14.
17 comes back and 18 loops around.
18 goes towards 17's back up the hill. So it had to have been like 13.
Yeah.
And a guy we were playing with, and we were all walking, looked at the sky and said, man, we better get back in before the storm. And I remember looking at my buddy Rock, and I was like, this guy's crazy. It couldn't have been the prettiest blue skies at the moment. And it was absolutely gorgeous. And we both were like, oh, I think we're just going to kind of try to finish the round and keep on going. And sure enough, not even two full holes later, it couldn't have been raining harder. And it just came out of absolute nowhere. And this was probably, I mean, I probably had a phone, but it wasn't a smartphone. It was probably pre, you know, weather app and everything. So for him, the guy said that, I'm just like, you're got to be crazy. But I remember that was the time when I don't even know I had rain gear, but I kind of told myself, yeah, I think I might need to invest in some rain gear because it got really bad.
Was the guy you were playing with like topper shut or like, you know, meteorologist? No, maybe
couldn't
he just
even
knew.
Picture space anymore. But he told us real quickly it was going to rain. So I was like, oh, okay, all right. So, but yeah, so we're about 2 weeks away. By the time this comes out, we'll probably be just under 2 weeks away. Playing on a holiday, June 19th. So Juneteenth, we'll be celebrating at Algonquin, the VSGA. Look forward to it. Hopefully we don't embarrass ourselves. Hopefully we have some good memories or good scores to come back and tell everybody about. So I look forward to doing that.
I would much rather be disqualified for having a great score than just like embarrass myself and shoot like a 110.
Well, if you are shooting a 110 and you don't turn in the scorecard, we'll just tell everybody you got DQ'd because you didn't turn your scorecard in.
Yeah.
About 110.
I'll sign my name like George instead of Greg.
Did you see on the longest day in golf the other day, which is those 36 holes, the qualifier for the U.S. Open, a UPS driver would have been under the number, but he went to eat right afterwards and his playing partners didn't know where he was. They waited 15 minutes and they had to DQ him. They said he would have qualified for a playoff for one of the last spots.
Oh, he's so bitter.
And yeah, he goes, yeah, I stood up from lunch and I felt the card in my pocket. And I would be like, really, dude, you're at like a US Open qualifier. Like you don't know, you got to turn your score in right away. But they said he was
it's probably the same guy that's like, oh, I got back to the warehouse and I realized there was one box left on the shelf that I forgot to deliver.
He probably is that guy that left that one box.
When your UPS shipment is now rescheduled to tomorrow.
Do not drop box. Drops it right at the door. But yeah, that had to be definitely a stinger. But so let's get to our big announcement. We have an announcement that we would like to make. We are bringing back the summer season. All right. Like I said before, we are letting the competition begin. That is what we're doing. We are starting it. We are bringing it back. We have the summer season. It is a 10-week competition. And we are going to start our competition at our stroke play event. So if you do end up not turning the scorecard in,
I just forfeit week one.
You'll be forfeiting week one.
So, I do believe I lost like the first 3 weeks of summer season last year too, but whatever. Start anew.
I don't know if it was 3 weeks, but I think the first week.
If I get DQ'd.
I got hot early summer. And
but if I get like DQ'd because I have a great round, does that score still count for summer season?
No, you're
I'm pretty. I'm pretty sure if I get DQ'd, like you can get disqualified from that if like I show up with a 15.2 handicap and I shoot like six over. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we're going to use the stroke play event as the first competition, we have to play it by the stroke play event rules.
No, it's the summer season is fairway fit rules.
not week one. Not if we're using it as the VSGA event as
the net score and.
No, that it's fine, but you have to at least complete it and turn in your scorecard. Yes. If you get DQ'd, you're done. You're out. We'll say that. Well, you get DQ'd, you're forfeit.
If we get taken away in handcuffs, I just forfeit that round.
Yeah, well, and I'll have a video because I'll be right there with you. So, but yeah, so we got a 10-week competition. First week starting at our VSGA event. If those who don't remember, or Greg, you don't remember, the first 5 weeks are worth 1 point. All right. So you can earn 1 point. The last 5 weeks are worth 2 points. All right. So we can have a little bit of a comeback. My favorite one, if you get an ace, it's worth 5 points regardless of the week. Got to keep that one in there. I think that's what I'm shooting for this year.
Just knock one or two of those out and call it a week.
Yeah, if I lose and I get the ace, I think I still
get it. Yeah, I shot a 110, but I had two aces.
To keep the competition fun and lighthearted, we have a Hail Mary. So the Hail Mary can be called before we talk about the rounds, before we go through the update. So if I shoot a round that is what I believe going to be better than you, I can call a Hail Mary for double the points. Okay. Then we also have a blind Hail Mary. which is where I would be trying to beat you before. Well, obviously, I'm always trying to win the round, but I would call this before we play our round. And then the rounds are the first round of the week, minus obviously week one, where we'll be playing together at the VSGA event.
Is it the first round of the week? I thought
first
we
round
had to declare it which round we were going to play.
No, we always did first round because he couldn't, like,
I'll have a bunch of practice rounds and then be like,
all right, well, sure. We didn't want you to be on like 17 and be like, all right, I'm not going to have a good round. I'm not going to count this one. And then it becomes like a Saturday and you still don't have your round in because
I got you.
So we always do the first
You're
round.
Right. You're right. I remember that now.
A couple other bonus points that we have for you. If you shoot a sub 85 round, you get a bonus point. And these are gross, not net, obviously. If I shoot a sub 75 round, I would get 1 point. If you have a round in the 70s, you would get 2 bonus points. So I guess it would be the obviously sub 85 for one, and then an extra bonus point for being in the 70s. And then if I have a par or better round, I would get 2 bonus points as well.
I like it.
Now, in the past, we used this as our World Series of Golf, but this year we are kind of keeping this as a separate competition. We're keeping our others as more major-type competitions, and for this one, we are going to do separately. So the only thing that we will have to come up with, and we don't have to do it tonight, will be a consequence, obviously, if we win. Or if you lose, if I win, I would come up with a consequence for you and vice versa. And you are, to my understanding, you did beat me last year.
I did in the summer season.
In the summer season. It came down to week 10. Mm-hmm. I think I pulled the trifecta Blind Mary on you.
You did.
And I made it close. And I ended up making it close. But you caught on fire near the end of the summer. I was on fire early. So you were able to pick up the double point weeks, which was able to put you back into, or basically give you the win when it came down to it. So I don't remember us getting a lot of bonus points as far as 85 or.
I think I only had one, maybe two rounds that were sub 85. And I think only one of them at Land O'Lakes was the actual round for the summer season.
Yeah. So I know for myself, I am going to live on the golf course this summer. I feel like I'm so far behind as far as the amount of rounds that I've been played last year at this time.
You were like the circus kid with his new pet you had just joined. You were up there every day.
Well, it was funny. Well, obviously we had more time, the rain, and we had one less sports season going on. This year we've doubled up a couple seasons playing on multiple teams. So that's been one. But yes, I do think last year, if you remember, I had a goal of playing like 60, 70 rounds.
Yeah. And you had what, 100?
I ended up having 91 scoring rounds in grids.
Yeah. So probably
9 hole included. It wasn't just, 18. So, I do have a couple, you know, obviously we're about 2 weeks from the VSGA event, and I do have at least kind of penciled in right now. I have, at least 3 18 hole rounds I'll be able to slide in, and then at least 3 9 hole rounds I'll be able to slide in beforehand. And that doesn't count range practice that I'll be doing as well too. So, I'm turning it on. Seasons are coming to an end. So, and obviously with the weather and the range is staying open an extra hour now, and they're open on Mondays. So then another day, the range is open. I'm going to be out there. I shot a great round on Monday, with a nice 47 with a birdie, which was kind of embarrassing.
That's tell you the truth. That sounds like a good round for me. 47, one birdie.
Yeah. It was a nice birdie. And then I was able to turn it around and shot a 38 the next day. So, hitting the ball fine. I've got to learn to score again right now and keep the rounds close. So, I look forward to it.
Maybe I'll just start driving out to your course and just hitting balls in the morning. Nice little 5 a.m. wake up call and be like, "Hi, I'm Mr. Botter."
So Brian, who went with us to Fairway Fit, friend of the show, he does that 6:30. He goes all the time.
So I could just sit there and get lessons from Brian all morning?
I think so. And the chipping stuff is where I'm trying to get on him a little bit around. And then I'm trying to play a little bit with our friend of the show, Steve, who we've talked about a couple times as well, too. But, you know, everything's starting to trend to where we're getting to all-star time.
All-stars.
Yeah. So, and as busy as we are in all-stars, it's really only obviously with school ending, I'm going to have a lot more time and I'm looking forward to it.
Just watch your kids.
I am headed a little bit.
Your kids team going to the Little League World Series. You're going to be booked.
Well, we're not on that team yet. We're still in the 11U one, but,
What is Little League? 12?
12U. And out here, they only do it. There's they do a
big,
full 12U.
There's big 12 year olds then.
Well, remember they could be 13. They just have to be 12 by like August 1 or September 1.
So I still like the kid that said he takes Big Daddy hacks. That kid's
he hits dingers.
Hits dingers and he takes Big Daddy hacks.
Mm-hmm. Legend. But yeah, I'm looking forward also. I'm going to do some studying on Friday when I'm going to take the little guy down to the LIV tournament down your way at RTJ. So, we just kind of solidified that. We weren't going to be able to, but it seems to work out in the schedule now. We're going to head down there and try to check things out and see how it's going to look. So looking forward to that. So got a lot of golf on the docket. The wife's bought into golf right now. The kids are bought into golf right now. The little guy's going, we got him signed up for the Junior Club Championship. He's getting serious. Unfortunately, the oldest has softball that weekend, so she cannot.
What's the juniors go up to though?
So he is in the 11 and under bracket.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, is it juniors like 17 and down?
So I think that's so there's three brackets. He's in the lower one, and then it's I think it's 11, 13, and 18. Maybe it's 11, 14, and 18. So his is a little different. He only has to play 5 holes, which is a little odd to me. The oldest would have had to do the 9-hole bracket. But she wanted to, but she just can't. So she's still doing her stuff on Sundays, but she just couldn't pull that one off. We had prior commitment with softball that we're not going to get out of. We like softball, enjoy it right now. So he's got a chance. I think he does. We're right now with him. We're doing Operation 36. Have you ever heard of this for junior golf?
No.
So you stick them at 100 yards. Everything's a par 4, and once they break 36, they move back to 150.
Okay.
150. Once they break 36, they go back to 200. Now, if the red tees are less than that yardage, you would play the red tee until you get to the red tees. In general. So like obviously some par threes for women, or I say women, I mean red tees, are not 200 yards. They're in front. So once he gets to that hole, then he starts playing at 200 yards. You start playing the golf course at par 36. So it's no longer all par 4s. And then he'll work his way back to the reds, to the whites. But he can't move back until he breaks 36 or does.
Now, where does that junior golf tournament play from tees wise? Because I know you just kind of make tees.
Yeah. Well, yes. And then on Sundays, Tegan has tees that they lay out there. So
I got you.
We don't know 100% where they're going to be yet.
Just take on Sundays, wherever Tegan plays from, just like take a can of spray paint. And
I mean, I could tell you where those are, but I don't know if that's what they'll do for the junior team. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more information from there. Cause, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to 5 holes is a little weird to me as it is. But yeah, so
match or stroke?
Stroke.
Okay. All right. If it was match, it'd be a weird number for 5, but I mean, I can see stroke.
Yeah. So we've done it a couple times. His best round has been 42, and that's when he doubled. Or no, he took a quad on one and shot 42. So he's hitting it okay. The oldest wanted to try to do it, and she just shot 36 her first time out from her. And she played from the tees that they set up. So it's right at 100 and 115 yards. Obviously, if the pin's back one day, it's going to play a little bit longer. But
yeah,
she went out and shot 36, and she's I'm ready to move back. So
it's been fun. That probably got T pretty upset.
He wasn't excited. They're pretty competitive when they get out there. I do have to remind him that you're playing the golf course, not necessarily the person, especially not in match play. If it's stroke play, you're playing the golf course. Because he ended up birdieing a hole, or he got a three on a hole the other day. And I was like, dude, you need to calm down for one. And you need to know that this golf course can humble you very quickly. And two holes later, he took a 10. So
yeah, just tell him to talk to Mr. Greg. I've been humbled by that course plenty of times.
Yeah, I think everybody's been humbled by the course out here. So, but yeah, I don't know, Greg. I'm not sure if we got anything else on the plan. I know our workouts have been doing really good. I think next time we come back on, we're going to kind of hit a little bit more fitness stuff, talk a little bit about some stuff that we can maybe share with others that are to get them excited with some mobility, flexibility, and obviously our strength training. But I don't know. We're about 2 weeks away. We got the summer season starting. We got summer coming on us. We got a lot of golf.
And we're about 365 days away from Pinehurst.
That is true. We did just find out that we'll be headed down to Pinehurst for Gents Cup. Gents Cup 2026, which is
2026. Year 15.
But yeah, we'll definitely we'll be talking about that a heck of a lot more. But
play number two as well. Can't love it.
You're going to be the most uncomfortable person there because you're going to have to walk.
What?
They don't have carts.
No? Not at all.
At least, I'm pretty sure at least two of them you have to walk there. And the others, you, because we'll have to get a caddy for two.
That's fine. Yeah. He carries my bag. He's going to hate me though because there should be about like 7-8 beers in there.
That might be the one where we may need to, hey, Brian, can Fairway Fit represent on a team on number two and go from there. So, but yeah, so we got a lot of golf in front of us, got a lot going on, trying to end this school year the right way. But I'm looking forward to it.
Quick and easy.
Quick and easy. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to the golf. Good luck this year in the summer season. Cause I'm going to have to end that streak sometime soon.
Sometime soon doesn't need to be now.
It could be. It could be really soon.
It could be, yes.
And next time on, we'll also be able to talk about major number three that we'll be announcing very shortly, trying to wrap in those logistics and those details. But other than that, hopefully everybody's enjoyed our episodes. Make sure to like, follow, subscribe, share it to all your friends. Get our names out there the most we can. Check us out on all the social media platforms. Check us out on YouTube. And obviously check us out anywhere you listen to your podcast. But look forward to maybe catching some comments. We'll have some questions and answers once we get some. We'll go from there. Greg, you got anything else?
No, I would love to hear what people want to ask us.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Write down below. Go ahead. Answer. We'll answer anything.
All right. Obviously, we'll check you at the ninth green and nine. Looking forward to seeing Happy Gilmore 2 that's coming out pretty soon.
Let's go.
All right. Talk to you later.